Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just want to give the Celtics the praise that they actually deserve on national TV. Mm-hmm. I think they are top to bottom the best team in the NBA. In my opinion, it is their championship to lose. I know teams will contend. I see what Denver's doing, if they can remain healthy. I know what the Memphis Grizzlies are. I never count out the Golden State Warriors. I see Sacramento. I see Philadelphia with Joel Embiid. I got what else is happening. Milwaukee with Chris Middleton back and Giannis, their small ball lineup is working. But this team is complete. Malcolm Brogdon really helps. Jason Tatum with his 30th, he has 30 points last night. His 29th 30-point game this season. And it was a statement game. I think this team feels a certain way about the Brooklyn Nets. It's the 10th straight time they beat the Brooklyn Nets. 10th straight. They actually beat them last year in the playoffs, right? Sweep. These guys defensively top to bottom. Jason Tatum is on top of his game. And Jaylen Brown, I think, is the best shooting guard in the game of basketball right now with the way that he defends and how he's attacking the rim.
Yeah. Celtics win again. They take down the Nets again. I don't know why there's this bad association with me and the Brooklyn Nets. I feel like that's unfair. It's not like I've talked them up over the years, over and over again, and keep telling people over and over again to look out for the Brooklyn Nets. I feel like that's an unfair association that has stuck to me over the years.
You certainly never dressed up in full Nets gear when you knew you were going to be on local TV.
Yeah, where's your hat there, Jones?
Nope. Well, see, I've grown my hair out since then, Arcan, so I like to let the locks flow. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like to do that, which you can, of course, check out on Twitch. Here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. We're taking you up until 6 o'clock on a Thursday with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Look, I think the Nets are potentially real competition for the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. I do. I hear you snickering.
I'm not snickering. I'm cracking up.
I hear you cracking up that the Nets are competition. I think the Celtics do have competition in the East, but I think I am maybe alone, certainly on the Nets Island.
I'm going with my Nets.
And maybe alone.
I'm going with Kyrie Irving.
On an Eastern Conference Island about the Celtics having competition in the conference. But go ahead, Mego. The floor is yours. What do you want to laugh at?
That game. How did you watch the first quarter without kicking yourself?
I did. You know what? I actually started with the Bruins game last night. We're going to get to the Bruins coming up later on this hour. I started with the Bruins because I'm like, let's see what's going on. Bruins, Maple Leafs. I'll flip over to the Celtics
like
in a little bit.
Like the loyal Nets fan you are.
Yes, correct. And literally, by the time I tuned in, I think it was 30 to 11 or something like that. 30 to 8. I was like, what the hell happened? What happened over there? I felt like you can miss the first 5-6 minutes of an NBA game. You don't miss squat. Although I guess that's kind of the same thing with the NHL. I guess I don't know why I went Bruins and Leafs first last night. But I flipped over. I'm like, the hell happened? 26 threes for the Celtics last night. They had 46 points in the first quarter. I think I read it's the first time, or at least the first time in a long time, they've led by 30 after one. 30 points. They led 46 to 16. They had 79 points by halftime. They put up 139 with 26 threes. Like, no, you're right. It was a joke. It was a laugher. But here's the thing, Mego, and Celtics fans out there, if you care to disagree, it's 617-779-7937. The Nets didn't have their best player, who would have been, I think, the second best player on the floor. I still think the Celtics should have traded Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant, by the way.
So the Nets were down Durant. I wouldn't put too much stock in last night, but no, it was a joke. And my Nets, my Brooklyn Nets, got embarrassed, yes.
It wasn't indicative of whatever matchup you might see from the Celtics and the Nets. I think Kevin Durant, he's supposed to be reevaluated February 9th next week, and he's expected to come back before the All-Star break. But it wasn't just that. What the Celtics did, you know, to quote Draymond Green, they're probably not going to do that again.
No.
Like they're probably not going to get off to the hottest start that they've had, I think, in the Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum era, like ever shooting. They're probably never going to shoot like that again. And that's okay. They can still safely beat the Nets without doing that.
Yeah, they had a few points to play around with there, yeah.
But I do have to say, I was opening my phone watching that game, and I was like, don't send the smart thing. Don't send the smart thing, Jones. Jones, don't say it. Don't say it. You're better than this. You're.
I'm not.
You're,
I'm definitely
you're
not.
More You'll learn he's not.
Yeah, Arkan knows I'm so
I
much worse than that.
I open the phone and I see. Looks like they really need. Like they really miss Smart.
Marcus
like,
Smart, the heart and soul of the Boston Celtics.
God damn it!
Yeah. Wow. Boy, they really missed him on. I know. I had heard that. Oh wow. They really. And I promise I'm not going to do a lot on this today. But wow, they scored 139 points last night. Jeez, looks like they really missed him.
It's about the defense.
It's amazing, though. Celtics fans think, like, the Celtics miss Marcus Smart more than the Nets miss Kevin Durant last night. Like, that's how Celtics fans' brains work. They're like, oh, well, we were without Smart. But then the Nets are without Durant, and the Nets are just a joke and a laughingstock. And that's fine. The Nets are kind of a joke and a laughingstock. Is there any real competition for the Celtics in the Eastern Conference? If it's not Brooklyn Mego,
absolutely.
Who is it? Who
is it? It is the Bucks. Like, I have the Bucks circled in permanent ink. Because Chris Middleton is back. He's on a very strict minutes restriction right now. But he looks, in what I've seen from him, they're on a 5-game win streak right now. He looks very comfortable for someone coming off of the injury that he had. He looks confident. And the way that he attacks defenses, he changes that Bucks offense completely that already has Giannis. And everybody's so focused on Giannis. I think that that is not a good matchup for the Celtics, who are the best team in the league. But we harped on it so much during the last postseason, saying they don't have Chris Middleton. They don't have Chris Middleton. And it was still tough for the Celtics to get through the Bucks. They did. They were great. But this is why. Like, I think when you see him coming back, it's not going to be the Christmas Day Bucks that you saw. This team is real. And you're in this little New England bubble, this little Boston bubble. That team in Milwaukee thinks that they're building a dynasty. And they have a very, very experienced good coach in Budenholzer who thinks that they got robbed from the next chapter of that dynasty because of the injury bug that they caught.
Yeah. Well, I would say just about any team, by the way, in a playoff series should have the coaching edge over the Celtics. You know, and I'm saying that off the top of my head as I look at it. Maybe not the Nets, actually, with Jacques Vaughn. But I'd say just about any team with a coach who's coached before and been in a playoff series before or won a title like Budenholzer, who I may not be as high on as you are, Mego, but look, he's got to get the check mark in a playoff series against the Celtics. Arkan, is it just Milwaukee or are there other teams?
No, I think Philadelphia is a reasonable one as well. I do. Joel Embiid is the leading scorer in the league, and Harden's averaging 11 assists a game. Now that they're playing together, they're playing really well. They're really hot. And I think that, you know, you look at the Celtics and Brooklyn, they own Brooklyn more than they own Philly, that's for sure. I mean, if there's going to be another option out there, I kind of like Cleveland.
Brooklyn's beat them in the playoffs. Philly has not beaten them in the playoffs.
Sure, but the Celtics have won their last 10 straight in a row against Brooklyn, and I don't think that's same with Philly.
But
so,
I would throw who cares about the regular season wins that they've had? I would say the Celtics destroyed Brooklyn in the playoffs last year. They always destroy Philly. The Nets just beat the Celtics in the playoffs 2 years ago.
2 years ago, sure, without Jaylen Brown. And also, I mean, yeah, Kevin Durant didn't play last night. Shocker. Kevin Durant doesn't play a lot. Like, in the last 10 years, I think he's played more than 70 games one time. So, like, I'm not counting on Kevin Durant to be there all year, and I'm not counting on the Nets.
I wouldn't count on Jaylen being
always
there.
Have there. I think Jaylen's
Jaylen misses a bunch of time. You just said he missed the playoffs 2 years ago. Jaylen misses a bunch
ago,
of time.
2 years ago, sure he did, of course. But he's younger than Kevin Durant, and
Jaylen,
I think he's less injury
Jaylen hasn't played Jaylen has played 70 games, your benchmark. He hasn't done that in 4 years. He hasn't done that in 4 years. Well, the last 3 years. Sorry, he can't do it this year yet. He hasn't played in 70-plus since 2019.
Okay, Durant's done it once in 10 years.
Okay, I'm
so,
just telling
I mean,
you.
That's the difference.
Well,
the Celtics
may not have everybody on deck either. I might not plan on the Celtics having everybody on deck either.
They may not, but so far this year, they've been much healthier than Kevin Durant and the Nets. I mean, it's not even close.
The Celtics are also a much deeper team this year than they were a couple years ago without Jaylen Brown. I'm not saying that they could make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or past the Eastern Conference Finals without Jaylen Brown or Rob Williams or one of these other very key players. Not bringing up the Marcus Smart situation here with you. It's too early in our
I mean, I'm ready to go there. You're the one who brought it up. I'm ready to go there.
I'm just saying.
They're 7-4 without him, Mego. I know these numbers like the back of my hand. They're 7-4 without him this year.
Right after you said that the regular season games don't really matter that much when you're talking about playoff consequences.
I'm happy you brought that up. They were 2-1 without him in the playoffs last year. But anyway, neither here nor there. I reject Philadelphia. Sorry. I want to buy in on them. I don't. I still buy in on Brooklyn. Maybe I'm an idiot there. Just like I think people would be an idiot for buying in on Philadelphia. I agree on Milwaukee. I'm not throwing out Cleveland. And I guess I did just dismiss regular season matchups. They haven't beat Cleveland yet with Cleveland, and Cleveland has a lot of talent with the newly put together Cavs. Donovan Mitchell on that team, Jarrett Allen on that team.
I love that team, by
Mobley,
the way.
Mobley in year two.
I like them a lot.
Garland, I mean, they have four all-star caliber players on that team, so that's a lot of talent. I think they're in the mix, but I would have them at the bottom of the heap. What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. Can we hear from Kyrie Irving?
Of course we can.
After the game, Kyrie had a couple of things to say about Brooklyn. He and I both happen to still believe in the Brooklyn Nets being able to compete with the Celtics. Go ahead, Kyrie.
When you're going against a very motivated team, such as the Boston Celtics, they have a chip on their shoulder. It's clear as day that they want to win the championship, and they're not wasting any time in the regular season. So tonight I felt like we were just one of those teams in the way, and we just can't be one of those teams in the way. We got to be one of those teams that stands up to them and at least shows them that we're going to be competition for them moving forward, which I believe we are, but tonight we just didn't show it. So can't hang our heads, got to keep our heads up, and just get ready for this next homestand that we have. Obviously it's disappointing. I would love to come in here to Boston and beat them. Even when they came to our house in Brooklyn, we'd love to beat them. But just take the lessons and as one of the leaders, just see where I can continue to prepare better and lead a better example out there.
Yeah, well, they are going to need a better example. And he gave a nice little Bill Belichick sniff there at the end. But did he have anything else to say? Ryan, I think he added a little bit more that I also would look at and say, this is relevant. I mean, they were without Kevin Durant. I'd agree with Kyrie on this.
It's only been a year and some change. I mean, it's not that long. It feels like that long because we haven't had, consistent guys in the lineup playing against one another. So we haven't seen the fully healthy Boston Celtics versus the Brooklyn Nets this year.
Yeah.
Obviously, with last year. We could throw any excuse in the bucket, but I choose not to do that. We just take accountability for where we are in present and focus on what we can control now. The past is the past, so we just got to keep reworking it. And as a competitor, I'm not going to stop until I figure out what this methodology is to the Boston Celtics is right now and why they're so hot. And
Or there's a birthday party.
I think
party
I have a main reason is just how connected they are and how much they play together, how many minutes they've logged in together, and again that chip on their shoulder.
Oh, can you stop this, please?
You can feel it.
I can't. Can't take.
What
him.
Can't you take? They're not
take
healthy.
I don't like listening to him talk.
Well, that's fine.
It. I just don't like his voice.
But is he
like,
making an? Is he making an unfair point? The Nets weren't healthy last
year.
No,
mystery but I'm going to solve. Gang.
I'm going to solve how the team
is
playing with
this
energy. Celtics
are so hot. We got to get to the bottom of it,
dude. Like,
if
come
only
on.
Kyrie and Kevin Durant could have somehow played more minutes together last year.
Shaggy, you, Scooby, and Velma go this way and see what you can dig up on Grant Williams. Me and Daphne are going to go this way and see what's going on with Kevin Durant.
Yeah, how could have Kyrie played more minutes last year?
If only there could have been a way that spent more time on the court.
It's impossible.
He was a regular.
I mean, I think we just have to develop a tougher mentality here. When we do that, I feel like we'll be in better competition with them. I know we will.
He knows they will.
Does he sound like a more broken man to you?
I don't think he feels very good about his performance last night. He seems a little broken. The Nets, are they broken? And what do the Celtics have for competition in the Eastern Conference? 617-779-7937. Off and running here. Jones, Mego, and Arcan. I do want to get to Tatum. Some good news that came out of last night. Limited minutes for Jason Tatum. How concerned are we about the minute total and the wear it tear it takes on the Celtics star? We'll get to that after Trending with Christian Arcan.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Celtics and the Bruins both got back to their winning ways last night. Bruins scored an easy 5-2 win over the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Pavel Zacha with a pair of goals. A.J. Greer, Brandon Carlo, Derek Forbort had the other three. Forbort's a shorthanded goal. This was the Bees' last stop before the All-Star break. They'll be off until February 11th. All except
selling a little or a lot.
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of course, for David Pastrnak and Linus Allmark, they're playing in the game, and Jim Montgomery will be coaching the Atlantic team. Bruins head into the All-Star break on pace for 133 points, which would break the 1976-77 Montreal Canadiens record for highest single-season point total in NHL history. Celtics had a relatively easy night, too, as they blasted the Nets by a final score of 139-96. Wasn't really even that close. Celtics put up 79 points in the first half. Jason Tatum led the way with 31. Jaylen Brown poured in 26. Celtics improved to 37-15. They are 20-6 at TD Garden, where they will host the Suns tomorrow night. Robert Kraft went on CNN and said he would be open to having Tom Brady signing a one-day contract to retire as a Patriot. He also said that the team will do everything they can in their power to bring him back, sign off as a Patriot, and find ways to honor him for many years to come. In another NFL news, Vic Fangio is currently working as a consultant for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's been tapped to be the Dolphins' new defensive coordinator. I'm Christian Arcan. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI. On WEEI.
It's good to mix it up a little bit. You know, these 47-minute nights I've been having in overtime games is good to, you know, be able to rest the fourth quarter and, you know, let some of the guys that, you know, don't always get opportunity to play. So it was good. You know, I like the way we came out. Obviously, we shot the ball well, but I think just our attention to the game plan, to play the right way, and, you know, you could tell we were ready to go from the jump.
I'd agree with Jason Tatum on that. Celtics were ready to go from the jump because by the time I turned it on, they were already up like 20. By the time I flipped in, they were already on their way to up 30 after one, up whatever the margin was at halftime, another 30, and en route to a blowout victory last night over the Brooklyn Nets. Some like to say my Brooklyn Nets.
You like to say that.
Well, not today. I felt better about saying that yesterday than I do today. It's Jones and my Nets. Jones and Mego with Arcand. The first hour of the program, by the way, is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Here for good. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Just on Tatum in the minutes, and I think we talked about this earlier in the week. What did he play, 29 minutes last night?
Mm-hmm. Around that, 28, 29.
And I texted you guys last night.
or whatever, our Slack or whatever it was. I forget where I put this message out. The same place I was mocking the Marcus Smart fans for how much they missed Marcus Smart last night, scoring 139. I said, if Mazzulla plays a starter in the fourth quarter, he's an idiot. Like, they should not play a starter in the fourth quarter. And I guess I never went back and checked this. I don't think he did. It was all.
Not unless you count Grant Williams. Which I don't. At some point. And he didn't play significant minutes.
Which I don't. Well, you know, it was scrub city in the fourth quarter last night. Like it should have been. It was a blowout. Manage the minutes. How concerned are you about Tatum and his minute total?
I'm very concerned because I can't remember who in the postgame press conference with Joe Mazzulla raised the question and raised this to my attention. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to attribute
it properly.
I think it was Jay King.
Did this sound like Jay King to you, Arcan? I think this is Jay King, the back and forth with Mazzulla. Maybe I have that wrong, but that's who it sounded like to me. But
I'm not sure I could pick Jay King's voice out of a lineup, so you maybe...
Okay, so he in his question, he was asking Mazzulla, do we have it? Yeah, this is him asking Mazzulla about Tatum's minutes.
How important can it be for him to get some nights like this where he doesn't have to play either close to 40 or more than 40?
I mean, it depends on who you ask.
Do you think it's important?
I think it's important that he takes care of himself and always gives us the best chance to win. And yes, it's good tonight that you can get, what do you play, 29? Should have played him the whole first half. no, it is good to get situations like that, absolutely.
So you're not concerned at all that he's second in the league in minutes per game?
Me personally, no, because I spend every day with him, and I see how he, I see what he's done all summer, see what he's done all preseason, I see what he does every single day. But yes, if you can get moments and opportunities like this, you're grateful for him and you take advantage of him, absolutely.
Okay, so I heard that, and I was like, I'm sure that Jay knows this stuff way better than me. He's there every night on the road and everything, so I double-checked it, though, just, you know. Keep it honest. Yeah, he's behind Pascal Siakam in minutes, and that's it. And around him, before getting to what it means for Tatum himself, he's followed by Fred VanVleet from the Raptors, Kyrie Irving, which of course makes sense given Kevin Durant's injury and the makeup of that team. Luka Doncic, again, makes sense with the way that the Mavs are constructed and what they probably have ahead of them. Anthony Edwards on the Timberwolves. Jonte Murray, LeBron, makes sense.
I'm happy you brought up LeBron, though, because this is where I kind of want to go with it.
Well,
but keep
Bridges,
going.
And then at 10 is DeMar DeRozan on the Bulls. And I'm just looking at this going, for a lot of these guys, I can come up with the scenario of the explanation, I should say. The explanation of why they're putting in that many minutes on that guy and the scenario that that team is looking at going forward and how it makes sense. For Tatum to be second, I totally get that Mazzulla is confident in the way that Tatum takes care of himself off the floor, but they are lucky with the way that Tatum has run with injuries. And I just can't understand why he's second in the league, 37.3 minutes per game.
Well, and I think your point, too, maybe outside of the two guys on Toronto, is the Celtics are blowing these teams out in a lot of cases. Not every night, but the Celtics have a healthy margin of victory. There's a lot of fourth quarters where he can sit. Ryan just said in my ear, Tatum's played less than 30 minutes four times this year. That's it. Last night was only the fourth time, which does admittedly sound low, but most of those teams need those guys every night to win games. You know, the Nets right now need Irving every night. The Mavs obviously need Doncic.
The Raptors need VanVleet and Siakam. They're struggling to win games. Yeah. The Celtics aren't.
Yeah, no, exactly. Anthony Edwards on Minnesota. So the Celtics aren't. You're concerned too, Arcan? I can tell by the tone.
100% I am. Because not only is Jason Tatum playing 37 minutes tonight, Jaylen Brown's playing 36. You're winning these games. You're the best team in the NBA. And a lot of times you're blowing teams out. There's really no need to be giving these guys this much time. And I understand you don't want to just bench guys just to bench them, especially if they want to play. And I know they want to play. And you know they want to play, Jones. And Megan, we know why they want to play. They want to have good stats and they want to make the All-Star team. I mean, that's really what this is about. There's no other earthly reason to play them this much.
So I do have a theory, and this just popped into my head, because that's definitely one, that the guys want to play these minutes. Tatum wants to be All-NBA. Jaylen Brown wants to be, you know, All-NBA. Tatum wants to be MVP, I should say. Jaylen wants to be All-NBA. I think that has a lot to do with it. This one just occurred to me. I don't know if this has been brought up before. Is it just Mazzulla wanting to make sure he keeps the job? Like, is Mazzulla like, I'm not going to lose a bunch of games in the fourth quarter because I'm resting these guys? Hell no. This is my chance at a job. You can tell how sensitive he is at it, by the way, Megan. That clip that you just called for from Mazzulla. How sensitive are you about a question about Tatum and his minutes. My
me
God.
Me personally? No, because I spend every day with him.
No, me personally? Oh, you have the audacity to ask me a question like that? Like, who is Joe Mazzulla to act like that and be so personally offended and defensive? So, look, I wonder if it's just Mazzulla being like, hell with that. I'm not losing these games in the fourth quarter or blowing 20-point leads and looking like a moron as a coach in maybe my one chance to be the coach. I'm still the interim coach. And so, yeah, I'm going to run these guys into the ground because I'm looking out for me.
He comes off to me as a guy who's very aware of the narratives that are out there. And I don't know how much he reads his own clips, listens to things, has the rabbit ears out
there.
He's
a local guy. He probably just is used to listening to sports talk radio in this city.
He's very aware.
Like everybody else.
It was because before this, Tatum minutes is the big question right now. And I'm sorry, but you have to find things to talk about other than the team's great. Are they the best team? You can't do that every day. If you want that,
well, that was going to be my topic later.
There's awesome fan blogs out there. You can read them. It's the same thing every day. Some of these are very real issues that are fair to talk about. And before the Tatum minutes conversation, it was the timeouts. You have an interesting style of
that's
timeouts.
That's still so relevant, the
right,
timeouts one.
Right, but he bristled at those questions too.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. Well, it's like, well, this is what people want to talk about. This is what people are interested in. But beyond that, if to your point before, if this is because he wants to just have the regular season, you know, highest wins or something, or he wants the one seed, to me, all of that stuff, hasn't everyone learned their lesson? Who cares about that? Like, who cares about any of that? If you tell me it's something the way that Udoka did, which I also still don't agree with, at the end of the last regular season that he was playing Tatum in so many minutes because he wanted his body conditioned a certain way in order to go into the playoffs. Well, that didn't work out. He looked burnt out towards the end of the Heat series, and they had a long road to get there after Brooklyn. So I'm so close to it. I see him every day and I understand how he takes care of his body. Sure, he's 24 and he does seem to be in impeccable care of his body off the court. But I still think you're playing with fire a little bit.
Look, and I acknowledge that. Can I maybe shock everybody? You're concerned about it. Arcan's concerned about it. I'm really not.
That's because you don't want to see him win.
I'm really not. Well, maybe that is. Maybe I'm like, come on, run him into the ground. Come on. Yeah. But, like, I'm really not concerned about
After
Tatum.
After Jason Tatum in the finals last year, you're not concerned he might do that again?
I like a Tatum who plays 39 minutes.
I don't think that had to do with Tatum and his minutes. I think it has to do with Tatum being soft. I think that was Tatum in the NBA Finals. I think the Warriors were too tough for him. And I think whatever injuries pile up, they weren't injuries. He wasn't injured, just like he's not injured now. He's soft. And maybe he'll get through that. But I think he wasn't tough enough for it. I don't think it's that he played too many minutes and he was too fatigued. LeBron is 38. He's eighth in the league in minutes. He's playing 36.5 a night. Tatum plays 37.3. So Tatum plays one extra minute than LeBron. He's 24. He should be able to do that. I don't have a problem with the minute total. Maybe I'll go back and second guess it if and when Jason Tatum gets hurt. But I don't have a problem with it. If LeBron can do it at 38, Tatum can play the extra minute at 24. He needs to toughen up. I don't think it has anything to do with the accumulation of minutes. He needs to get tougher.
I don't know that that matters. I think Giannis right now is averaging about 4 or 5 minutes less per game than he is. You look at someone like Jokic in Denver. I mean, he's that whole team, and he's playing about 33 minutes per game.
But Jokic is out of shape.
He doesn't take care of his body like Giannis and Jason Tatum do, but I mean, that's sort of the point, I guess, is that those guys are so instrumental to what goes on there, as Tatum is and as Jaylen Brown is. And maybe you don't want him to be losing these fourth quarters. Fine. Play him less in the second and third quarters. I don't really care what you do. Just don't run him into the ground. And yeah, LeBron, I mean, he's kind of, you can compare anybody to Tom Brady playing that long, I guess, but LeBron's sort of a unique guy. I put him up against the other MVP candidates. Luka's playing a ton of minutes. That's a one-man team. The Celtics are not a one-man team.
No, Luka's the same age, though. Go ahead,
Mary. This is also just minutes played, and if you look at LeBron versus Tatum, Tatum's played 8 more games. Like, Tatum, that's the thing where I'm saying I feel like you're playing with fire a little bit because Tatum's availability has been so good in terms of being able to be on the court. And I'm not saying that he should take more rest days for his son the day after his son's birthday party or anything like that. But when you're comparing minutes to minutes, it's not just, okay, one more minute. It's LeBron has 8 games off.
That's fair. There's more total wear and tear on Tatum. He's 24.
Yes, that is significantly younger.
24. 4 years old. I think he can play 37 minutes a night. Call me crazy. I think he can play 37 and rest the other 11. I do not think that's asking too much. 617-779-7937. Can I hear from Tatum? Because I think he needs to pick. Is Tatum hurt or is he not? Is Tatum tired or is he not? Could you pick, please, Jason?
I feel great. You know, my body feels so much better at this point of the year than it did last season. You know, last year at this time I was, you know, essentially dealing with a lot more. You know, but I still was, you know, figuring a way to get out there and play.
He's fine. He's fine. I'm not worried about his minutes. I'm not worried about him. I don't want to hear the excuse when he has a bad shooting night that he was tired that night or his wrist was bothering him that night. I don't think it's the minutes. I think it's his lack of toughness. And he just answered for you right there. He feels fine. He feels better than he did last year. So I'm not worried about it. Again, 617-779-7937. Let's actually get to some of these phone calls here. Jones, Mego, and Arcan on WEEI. Mike's in Rhode Island. Get us started, Mike.
Yes. So I absolutely believe and I agree with what you're saying. Like, Tatum needs to, you know, he needs to toughen up. This the style of basketball that they're playing now, it's not like, obviously, when we were younger, you know, you had guys hacking at each other, so on and so forth. But at the same time, this does prove that Joe Mazzulla is a terrible coach. You can't just say, oh, I know how Tatum is. I know how he does and how he does with his body and stuff. Give the man a little bit of a rest. But at the same time, you don't want to answer questions because you don't even know how to answer them. He's not a real head coach. He was given a great team, dropped on his lap.
So I think he knows how to answer the question. I just think he's sensitive. I think Mazzulla knows how to answer it. I just think he is, like, offended that he's getting asked. I don't think he doesn't know how to answer it.
So this is where I'm at. And I've been harping on this a little bit over the last 2 weeks because the information that we get and the way that Mazzulla presents himself is so weird. So I'm like, is this him being dry with the reporters? Is this...
Well, he did...
and Jay King...
He did slide in the one little joke that I kind of actually thought was funny where he's like, ah, crap, I should have played him more in the first half. So maybe that is his weird sense of humor.
I'm just trying to figure out, I'm like, is he actually being, you know, a jerk? Or is he being playful with Jay King and that's the banter that they have behind the scenes? I don't know. I don't know Joe Mazzulla. So I'm trying to figure it out. And then we ask Scal, and Scal's like, yeah, he loves cold tubs and playing pickup basketball, and he's really excited by life. And
who
I'm
doesn't
like,
love a cold tub?
I don't know what that means, except that he's somersaulting through the locker room and pointing.
Remember, he missed a game
Marcus
with the eye injury? He was going too hard in a pickup game.
He missed two.
He gets smashed in the eye.
He missed two games with that pickup injury where he was throwing other assistant coaches down on the ground.
Yeah, I thought that was one of those things they cover up like an embarrassing injury. That's what I sort of thought it was. You know, like he got pink eye or something.
Still might be, by the way.
It could be, sure.
Still
but then,
might be
then you hear
else.
About him, you know, throwing guys around, diving into the stands in these pickup games.
This is what I mean.
It's really one of those things where it's like, I can't wait to get back so I can play again, but I don't want to play because the intensity of the game is super high and you're being around Joe and listening to him talk.
That's a former NBA player, 6'9".
Talking about pickup games?
We played pickup with Scal.
I am not looking forward to playing against this guy.
Scal dunked on me.
I was just going to say, Mego.
I'm a 5'7 girl.
I guess I'll have to bring this up next time Scal is on. I should have brought this up yesterday, but you know, we had limited time with Scal yesterday. It was a busy day with the Brady news. I saw Scal in that pickup game. I wasn't overly impressed.
He turned on the Jets in the second half because he started getting pissed. Wiggy was talking so much trash.
And he dunked on you.
And he dunked on me. And then they played it on NBC Sports Boston as a highlight.
Did they show?
Scal just dunking on a 5'7 girl.
You were like Jason Terry with LeBron, like flying over him, basically.
Did they show that he needed overtime to beat our team? I don't know if they showed that. Did they show that? The NBA player needed overtime to beat our team?
To beat Team Jones?
Me and Megan and Wiggy, among others. That's what he needed. So I was a little underwhelmed.
Wiggy,
we can bring that up next time we talk to him.
Amanda Flugrad and I could not be on the floor at the same time because it was too many girls.
He Meg-splained it to you?
Yeah.
He did. Oh boy. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. Go ahead, Sorja.
What's going on, everybody? How we doing?
Good.
Hey, Sorja.
So I just wanted to make the point that I think it's always tough when you're playing with expectations, right? The comparison I wanted to make was like with the 29 Raptors. Like, that's one of those weird championships, right, where they kind of just win out of the blue. But this year the Celtics are really playing with championship expectations, and it's, of course, championship or bust. But obviously, since the Brooklyn Nets are not a threat, I think, you know,
that's not obvious.
Chances.
That's not obvious, by the way. Like, you can laugh at the Nets, but, like, there's only so many teams in the league that have the talent to compete with the Celtics. Whether or not the Nets do it, we can debate, and maybe they won't. There's only so many teams that have the talent to compete with the Celtics. The Nets, when they're healthy, and look, maybe they'll never be healthy again. The Nets, when they're healthy, are one of those teams. They're one of like four or five teams who can do it in the whole league.
I'd say they're just more of a wild card than a threat.
Fine, but wild card means they do have a chance. He just said they have no chance.
Well, Sorja also said that the Raptors championship was random, and it wasn't because they got Kawhi Leonard.
No, that's true.
That was pretty.
Wasn't all that random when you go out and get a top
five
player.
Pretty easy to explain.
It's true.
I think the Sixers have the talent too. I do. I think they have as much talent.
You know
as
what?
Brooklyn. Harden and Embiid are both MVP candidates.
I would take the Nets' talent over theirs, but it's fair. The Sixers do have the talent. They've never done it. Both the Nets guys have done it, and you can say they were second fiddle, but both the Nets guys have done it. And the Sixers guys haven't. I guess that would be how I differentiate the two, but it's fair, Arkan.
The Milwaukee guys done it too.
The Sixers definitely. Oh, well, Milwaukee is one of the teams that can beat them. I agree with Megan, and I agree with you on that. Definitely. But I don't know that Philly, I don't know that Philly has the championship pedigree, which again, LeBron and Kyrie have proven that they do.
Can I ask you,
Durant and Kyrie.
To go back to the Tatum minutes.
Yes.
To you, I understand you don't want him to be soft, and you think that he's healthy. What is the upside?
He thinks he's healthy. He just said he's
right.
Fine.
Okay. Well, you believe him.
Yes.
And so he's saying that, so you feel like he should back that up with the minutes.
Correct.
What is the upside to the minutes?
Well, I mean,
to sustaining this level of,
I don't think you need to play him in a blowout. Like, you're blowing out a team last night. You don't need to play him in a blowout.
And they sat him in the fourth quarter.
Right. So that they should do more of that. That's fine. But I'm not asking on a normal night to trim his minutes. If they're blowing a team out, sit him in the fourth quarter. Definitely. Otherwise, he can handle 36, 37, 38 minutes a night. And what's the upside of it? I don't know that there is upside to it necessarily. You're just a better team when he's on the floor. Well, there is an upside, I guess, in trying to get the one seed. You don't want to have to play a game 7 on the road.
Yeah, I guess I would still take.
You know,
I would
it's not
I'm
like you're 10
afraid.
Games.
I guess I'm just too afraid.
You're not 10 games clear of the Nets. You're 2.5 games clear of the Bucks, rather. And you're only 3 clear of Arkan Sixers back there. So it's like, it's not like you have a ton of breathing room if you start toying around and sitting Tatum.
I think I'm just functioning more out of fear that something might go wrong in either burnout or injury or something like that. And I understand he's 24 and he's healthy and everything.
Great.
It's just that could really derail.
He does need to pick. Because like sometimes he comes in after the game and he's like, ow, my wrist. And
my fingers. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw the tape on my fingers.
Yeah,
I got tape on my fingers.
He just needs to pick.
Seem important for basketball.
He needs to decide which one he is. Are you fine or are you not? Are you healthy or are you hurt? Are you? Yeah. I know. I know you're fine. You were fine the whole playoff run last year, and then you made a bunch of excuses after you lost. If you missed any part of the show today or the last couple of days and you have it delivered to your phone daily, you could subscribe to Jones and Mego with Arkan, our podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. 617-779-7937. More of your Celtics phone calls coming up. And Celtics weren't the only team in action last night. So were your Boston Bruins, who finally stopped that 3-game skid. We'll get to them next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
The horn sounds. Boston snaps its 3-game losing streak emphatically behind the 33-save performance of Linus Ullmark, 5-2 over Toronto.
Not to exaggerate 0-2-1, but a sense of relief tonight to win, given what had
how you'd played at the league?
Yeah, you know, I don't think relief would be the right words. It was about us getting back to our standard and our team identity. And I saw it yesterday in practice. I hadn't seen us practice with that kind of pace and purpose in a while, and especially the competitive fire that was there. So I expected us to be good, and that's a really good hockey team that we were able to beat on the road.
Bruins edged the Leafs last night. 5-2, your final, as they snapped their three-game losing streak. And I'll tell you, it was a game. I mean, if you were watching along, Bruins were up 3-2. The Leafs had cut it to 3-2, I should say. And all of a sudden, you're like, well, here we go. There's 11 minutes left. Bruins are going to have to batten down the hatches. You don't want the same type of game they had against Florida over the weekend or late last week, whenever it was. And 30 seconds later, Pavel Zacha gets the first of his two third-period goals. Bruins pull away. And they get back to their victory. They are now at the NHL's All-Star break at 39-12 is how I like to say it, because I don't like to give them extra credit for losing in overtime. We don't do that with the Celtics when they lose in overtime. We just say, oh, they lost. We don't give teams in the NFL playoffs. It's not like the Bills lost in overtime a couple of years ago against the Chiefs, and all of a sudden we say, oh, you get extra credit. You went to OT. So the Bruins are 39-12, 39-7-5, best record in the NHL. And, well, last night I thought was going to be a good test for them, and they passed the test. In fairness to them, they did.
Yeah. I mean, I was just saying to you, my major takeaway from that game was the bunting kid. I mean, what was that?
Running around screaming at the refs?
He was like pulling a LeBron on ice. It was ridiculous. They kept going back to it and showing him climbing onto the bench and like flailing his stick around like he was going to hit one of his teammates. I was like, this guy's out of control. I thought hockey players are supposed to be above this. Like once they get off the ice, they're supposed to cool down. But, yeah, I mean, our long national nightmare is over. The Bruins get to have a break now during the All-Star break.
Yeah,
all we heard about was how fatigued
they
were.
Good.
And how badly they need a break. So here we go. Maybe in the next couple weeks they can finally figure out the Pasta deal, and that'll be, now everything's ready for the Stanley Cup.
So Pasternak, to me, is the big question moving forward for the Bruins. What's up, Pasta? And it's not just about will they get the deal worked out. You know, I believe Rich at night. I think they're going to get a deal worked out. I think most of the indications are that things are trending in the right direction. Whatever the final AAV comes in at, 11, 11 and a half, 12, whatever that number is, anything north of 12, I'd start to say, I'd pay it. I'm okay with the Bruins paying it because I don't want to lose Pasternak, but now you're overpaying. Fine. Anything under 12, I think, is a good deal, honestly. And I think the big question going forward for the Bruins is that line. Because last night it was great. Zacha had just a filthy goal, the one that made it 4-2. And he had the other goal after that to create even more separation. So, you know, I do look at that line and I wonder how much we can rely on it going forward in the postseason. And
the check line.
Yes. Krejci, Pasternak, Zacha. I do wonder that because Pasternak's always been a little bit of a disappearing act in the postseason. And I know you say that. And fans get all critical and all their backs up about it. 74 points in 70 playoff games. True. But he's vanished for specific series. You know, that run to the Cup final, he was invisible by the end of it against St. Louis. They ground him down. And in fairness, he was hurt going into that postseason. His own fault, but he was hurt going into that postseason in 2019.
To celebrate a goal, and he's like, ooh, my hip. I think I broke something.
Well, he had a night out, I think.
He was over at Four Winds.
I don't know where he was, but he had a night out and never quite recovered from that injury.
R.I.P. Four Winds, by the way.
Yeah, Four Winds?
What's Four Winds?
Four Winds is in the north. Well, it used to be in the north end. Yeah. What is it now? It's like some bright pink building.
They're turning it into something now. Yeah, I know. But Four Winds was on Atlantic Avenue right there, I think, across from like Union Wharf, and it was
like
this,
Sail Loft kind of across from.
Yeah, sort of near there, and it was this place that the Bruins used to hang out in when Lucic was like those guys in the early iteration, like back when they won the Cup.
Yeah.
It was a big hangout.
Well, I know Pasternak wasn't healthy that postseason, but here's the issue I have. Number one, a lot of that production for Pasternak in the postseason was on the perfection line, right? It was Bergeron and Marchand and him. That's not who he's with anymore. He's on a separate line, which I like. I want Pasternak to have his own line, and I want him away from those two because, as they've proven, you can throw anybody on that right wing. Outside of, I guess, Taylor Hall, who was completely invisible for three games when he was up there. I guess he had enough of being on the third line, and he cried, and he got on the top line, and then he sucked for three straight games, and they lost three straight games, and they got him off the top line. So unless you're Taylor Hall, anybody can produce with those two. You know, Craig Smith or Jake DeBrusk or whoever. Anybody can. So I'm happy Pastrnak is separated from them. But even though I'm happy about it, I want to see him produce. I want to see if he can produce away from those two. So that's number one. Number two, a lot of his production is on the power play. So will that line be as impactful in the postseason 5-on-5? You know, I've seen different numbers from Pastrnak. I was looking through his playoff numbers earlier today. And I've seen either 11 power play goals in his postseason career out of 30 or 13. And I don't know what that number is in actuality. He has upwards of 30 points on the power play in the postseason. So most of his production comes there. And it's just 5-on-5. What is David Pastrnak going to be in the postseason? And maybe that's an unfair thing to wonder. But if he's not what he's been and that line isn't what it's been, then I don't know how deep of a run they're going to be able to go on. And Pavel Zacha, I'm sorry, I'm still not buying. I still don't like that extension.
I knew it. I was waiting.
I still think it's an overpay.
I was like, when are we getting to, I know we're going to do this a little bit later again, but I was like, I'm waiting for him.
4 points.
Because when you said the first nasty goal from Zacha, I was like, huh, that's an interesting twist I didn't expect.
4.75 for him, I think, is an overpay. And look, I have questions about that line producing. You know, Bergeron and Marchand, whoever they're with, they're going to produce in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That line? It's one of my big questions for the team going forward.
I trust Don Sweeney unconditionally. No matter what he does, who he gives money to, I trust him to do the right thing.
You're comparing a 25 and 26-year-old to Bergeron and Marchand, and I know you can point back to, as we just talked about, the group that used to go to the four wins, apparently, what they did early in their career. I feel like for Pastrnak, though, you talk about being that the word that comes to mind for me for him in the postseason is just unpredictable. He can go on a streak, and then he can disappear. Like you said, he's had vanishing acts in different series.
And most of his production is against that. He had two ridiculous series against Toronto that pumped those numbers up, too.
So,
not like it doesn't count, but it's not maybe as consistent, to your point. It's more trick or treat than you would think.
Yeah, I don't know that you can say that he's trustworthy. You can't say that he has been totally washed in the playoffs or he's never shown up. I wouldn't categorize it that way, but unpredictable. Yeah, that's what I would say, Arcan.
Yeah, his numbers aren't, I'd say they're like predictable enough in that you know that other teams still have to game plan for him. Like, I still think that he's the main guy that people sort of zero in on when it comes to playoff series, and you see that. I mean, you saw that in 2019 with the way they sort of structured the lines and everything else. But now, I don't know, now I feel a little bit better about him. I feel like they just have so much more that you have to try and defend against, that him on the second line there with Krejci and I don't know, I feel like there's a lot there, and it's not just a coincidence that they've been doing so well this year.
No, well, but again, it's the regular season. We've seen this a million times. The Stanley Cup playoffs are a lot different than the regular season.
We haven't seen them switch up Pastrnak on the line all season like this a million times.
No, there's been a little bit of it, but not a ton. There's been a little, mixing and matching, but he's mostly been on that Krejci and Zacha line for the most part. But, I mean, you make a fair point, Arcan. I say most of his production came with Bergeron and Marchand. He should be getting, in theory, an easier match, and if he doesn't, then that Bergeron-Marchand line should get an easier match. But their depth has been a big, big strength of theirs. You know, Zacha is the ninth guy, I think, with double-digit goals, something like that. So they've been a deep-scoring team that can roll a bunch of lines at you and score in a bunch of different ways. I still wonder if that's a line you can count on in the postseason.
Also, that line can all speak one language to each other.
I've heard.
They
commiserate.
You know, they can call out secret plays.
Oh, you're saying it's like
an edge that they have.
It's a secret language they have going on there.
Nobody else in the league plays Czech.
They're the only Czech guys in the whole league.
Other teams are going to be trading for Czech players just to figure out what they're talking about out there. They're like, we got to beat the Bruins. We need to go
translator. I don't know how to skate.
We need to trade for more Czech players. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones, Mego, and Arcan. Do you have any questions about this Bruins team? I know most people say, it's a foregone conclusion. Oh, this team's going to go on a deep run. They're a cup contender.
Those people also say, talk hockey.
I'm just saying, I look at it, and I think there's a big difference between the Celtics and the Bruins. You know, the Celtics are a true championship contender. The Bruins, I think, are in that mix, but, like, the Celtics are front of the line. They're the team. The Bruins aren't that for me. They have the most points. They're not that for me. I think there is a difference in how we should talk about those teams. 617-779-7937. I do want to get to Tom Brady and more fallout a day later from his retirement. Robert Kraft has weighed in about his wishes for Brady. What does Brady think about all of this? We'll get to it coming up next. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.